So hi and welcome to the latest episode of the Monday Habit number 17. Today we're talking about the five habits help you eat healthier when you're short on time and money. And I'm going to basically just get pretty much straight into the habits today. But I do just want to say that this is following a masterclass that I did with Etornam Shao, a lovely food industry expert who is really interested in helping people make healthier food choices. But you know, they're everyday people with everyday struggles around their time and their money. And so we joined together, we did this masterclass, and then off of the back of that, I've got these five habits. So it really is about raising your attention, your awareness around your choices, building that intention to maybe start doing something a little differently, and then getting into action off of that and into actual habit change. And that fundamentally, today's five habits are all about you being the decision maker, the boss. I talk about this all the time. You are the boss of your health. You are the CEO of your health. This is what I called it for the last 2 years. I have been coaching my communities on how to become the CEO of your health. And it's a health habits coach way. And I want you to all take these five habits today and hopefully improve your healthy eating, but in a way that works with your lifestyle and you know, sort of some of those constraints and barriers. So first off, let's look at habit number one. It's habit stack your meals. And this is all about choosing your day, your time to schedule and plan. So this is really getting into the scheduling and planning around your meals. And it's really, though, what I need to say is it's a process, because schedule, plan, they're singular, but really it's a process of multiple elements. And so recognizing that, I talk about it going swimming upstream. You're at home, you've got dinner on the table, you put it, you know, on the fork, it's about to go in your mouth, and then you go, oh, this isn't very healthy. And it's a bit late, right? So the planning and scheduling needs to go in the various steps that lead up to that point. And that would be what you are choosing to eat, what you have in your home to be able to cook. That might be planning and scheduling around things you feel like eating more, or time you have. It might mean planning and scheduling a grocery list so that you actually bought those things that you need to make those preferred dishes, or time-constrained dishes. It might be that you have planned and scheduled your snacks for when you're outside of your home, when you don't have your full kitchen, and you've gone and bought things like those little Tupperware tubs and some nuts. So you've got a healthy snack in your bag at all times. It doesn't matter. You won't need to stop at that, you know, that gas station, or, you know, if you're in America, the Wawa, if you're in Britain, your local convenience store or a petrol station to pick up usually a candy bar or a high sugar, high fat, high salt snack. So really recognizing that planning and scheduling comes in. It comes into what you buy in the supermarket. If you go into that supermarket without a plan, you'll come out with things that you had no intention of buying. And when it comes to that fork moment, you'll be like, I shouldn't be eating. So recognizing the role in which planning and scheduling plays in your food choices, in what you eat. You can only eat what you buy, or rather, we eat what we buy. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? That really, truly, it's really raising your awareness that you are making decisions, even if you don't feel like you are, even if you feel like, well, what am I to do? I'm in a fast food restaurant. There's still degrees of more healthy options and less healthy options. And it's really raising that awareness that you are a decision maker, and that I'm really encouraging you to be CEO of your health, of your body, of what you put in it, and recognize that you have a choice and you can choose the healthiest option of the ones that are available versus not even considering it. Okay, habit number two is cook at home. And this is all about eating out and takeaways, ready meals. You know, they're expensive. So often I hear this in my coaching community. I have coached more than 2,000 people on lifestyle behavior change and, you know, around regular kind of habit change, whether it's healthier eating, getting fit, getting better sleep, you know, sort of reducing stress. These are the cornerstones of the habits that I coach on to thousands. And what I do know is that if you can get into cooking at home, then you will really level up your, you know, your healthy eating. And you could do things like batch cook to save time. So you can do it that way. But you can also really, when you cook at home, you are in control. You're in control of what you're going to eat. And as well, just as almost important, if you are trying to lose weight, is controlling that portion size. Whereas if you're in a restaurant, if you're, you know, then they tell you, they give you the portion size, the ready-made meal. It's a portion size. You're not choosing that. And you don't have, you know, yes, you could not eat some of it, but that is unlikely if you've paid quite a bit of money for it. So the reality is that cooking at home helps you save time and helps you control that sort of those calories, as well as controlling the exact ingredients. Because when you eat outside of your home, their focus is on profit. Yes, they want you to have a tasty meal, but the focus really, truly is on profit. And certainly when it comes to convenience foods like jars of sauces or entire ready meals that you might eat at home, you know, that the ingredients will be thought of from the point of view is what is the cheapest way for me to get this product to market and be bought and to maximize the profits. And so there will most likely be ultra processed foods, items and ingredients within those meals that you have outside of your own preparation. And so really, truly preparing your and cooking your own meals as much as possible from scratch is a highway to healthier eating. Okay, habit number three is prioritize food essentials. And this is all about sort of can you say to yourself as CEO of your health, can you say, I prioritize eating healthy food? So therefore, if I'm prioritizing it, I'm going to spend my resources, my time, my energy, my money towards that outcome, towards healthier eating. And so what I really encourage you to do is to buy high nutrient staples. Not food necessarily, not be overly focused on the food that lasts only, you know, 24, 48 hours before it's going off, then it's getting wasted, we're wasting money, and it creates a bad feeling, to be honest, around it. So what I recommend is those high nutrient staples, beans, pulses, eggs, you know, but also let's consider sort of frozen and canned fruit and vegetables and produce, because this really helps you increase the amount of healthy food items you have in your home on tap, ready to go. You know, don't really expire or don't expire for a very long time if they're in your store cupboard or in your freezer. And so it gives you that space and really, really seeing that that using frozen and canned fruit and veg can be a really good way of increasing the amount of healthy foods into your day-to-day where, you know, and without wasting money. Or, you know, throwing away food that you don't end up using. And so I do just want to put a little caveat, though, that obviously when it comes to canned fruit and veg, do check that the savory, I don't know, the can of peas hasn't got salt in it or any other preservative ingredients. Do check that the fruit, canned peaches aren't in syrup, aren't in sugar. We are trying to eat more healthy. We're just trying to get that produce in a form that lasts longer, has a longer shelf life, so that we have it on tap. We come in from a busy day at work and we can literally in minutes, in 8-10 minutes, we can have a healthy, nutritious meal, whether that's a stir fry, Whether that's, you know, with a piece of salmon that I have in the freezer, these are things I do. Whether that's a tin of tuna with a can of cannelloni beans and butter beans, and I throw them into a pan, heat them up with some frozen spinach into the pan, add some spices, maybe some mushrooms. If I've got a bit of fresh veg, I'll add that too. And then the tuna, and then that's it. It's a massively delicious, but massively healthy meal made in about 5-6 minutes. This is all about. So habit number four is educate to inspire yourself. So for this, I'm talking about reading your food labels. Educate yourself, know what's in the food that's in your cupboards and in your fridge, in your freezer. But really what I want to focus on with this habit number four is inspire yourself and inspiration. You know, really thinking about how if you can get reading recipe books, follow somebody on a foodie, you know, on Instagram, these kinds of actions, then you will become inspired. If every day you're seeing pictures of super healthy sort of food that looks delicious, it won't be long before you start wanting to try and make it and eat it and then level up that healthy eating that way. With the cookbooks, I do love them because they can be a really great way of making certain changes. So for example, many, many people in my community coaching, they don't eat that many vegetables. It's the majority of people. And they turn to me and say, Claire, I don't really like them, or I get a bit bored, or they're a bit boring. And my absolute go-to is to get some vegetarian cookbooks. You can get them from the library, so you don't have to pay for them, you know, and actually buy them. Or as I say, you can go online and there's masses of free content there. But do inspire yourself by looking at different ways of using vegetables, not to become a vegetarian, but simply to have more vegetables in your day-to-day. And then once you've got those recipes, now we can make that grocery list that I was talking about. And now we can go shop, buy them, get home. And then when I get home from work, I've got the ingredients I need. I know the recipe I've got. And that's the beauty, that's the beauty of this habit. Because so many of us think that we don't have time to cook healthy food. Okay. But the thing is that we're not really thinking about is that much of the time that's spent is spent procrastinating. What shall I eat? What shall I eat? Oh, I could have that. Oh, no, I haven't got the ingredients. Oh, okay, what about this? No, I don't know how to cook it. So much time when we come in from work and we're searching for something to eat, and I haven't got time. I'll have a takeaway. But really, truly, if we've planned and scheduled and we've organized and we've inspired ourselves to have the right things and to know what to do with them in our home, then like I said, in 5 to 8 minutes, you can have a whole number of healthy dishes done cheaper, faster, and more healthy than a takeaway or a ready-made meal or a restaurant. So this is why inspiring yourself, you know, and also what I love about this is I love travel. I've always loved travel. You know, I've traveled the whole world as a solo traveler from the Amazon to the Himalaya. And I have to say that cooking is a way of traveling for me. So maybe I'm feeling like traveling, but I haven't got the time. I haven't got the holiday, the annual leave. I haven't got the money to go on a flight to India. But what I could do is look at, I don't know, an Indian, you know, foodie on Instagram and see a lovely recipe for a curry and that gorgeous, all those colors. And then I go and get I put them on the grocery list. I get the ingredients and I make it. And then I have this really wonderful experience, but I'm also eating more healthy. So it's a way of being able to really enjoy your food more and get inspired. And then that way, this healthy eating sort of goal feels less dour, less of a should, and more of enjoyment, more joy around it. Okay, so habit number five, last but not least, my favorite. If you know me, you've heard this a ton of times, but I can never say it enough. But habit number five is create a happy kitchen. And yes, I am talking about Dr. Rachel Keller's Happy Kitchen book again, that 2017 book I bought that altered the way I looked at food. The book is about good mood food, and it's all about sort of improving our mental health and improving our happiness, not just our health, by what we eat. But what I'm talking about today in terms of creating a happy kitchen is recognizing that if you organize your kitchen, you organize your store cupboard, you organize your fridge, your freezer, you get a good selection of long life, if you like, sort of healthy food items. You've got that inspired, gorgeous recipe off of Instagram. You put the ingredients on your grocery list because you are now getting into scheduling and planning. And then you bought them. And so you come in and you can quickly assemble sort of a lovely meal that you're going to really enjoy. But this is a happy kitchen, and happiness isn't really alone. Happiness is shared. And so what I really invite you to do with this fifth habit is to see healthy eating as a shared thing in your life, and invite your friends, invite your family. And I don't mean some big fancy dinner party on Saturday that takes you all day to plan the perfect menu for your honored guests. We're talking casual and last minute, because you've got this organized, this happy kitchen that you just want to share. And so you've had a rough day at work and your boss has put an extra project and deadline. You get through it. You go to the gym because you're trying to be more fit. Okay. And then your friend texts you. She's having a complete meltdown in her life. So you support her. And then you get home and you then go, yes, I can now in 5 minutes have this gorgeous food that I'm going to share with my friend, with a glass of wine maybe. But I'm really going to just be able to focus on sharing my happy kitchen because it's organized around being a healthy kitchen. So I hope you've enjoyed these five habits. They are tremendous, I do believe. And they are based on coaching thousands of people in everyday life, you know, everyday challenges. The two biggest challenges people talk about to me when I try and help coach them on becoming healthier eaters is time, the barriers of time, and the barriers of money and affording it. And using these five habits, you really can reduce the amount of wasted time and or time spent, you know, sort of doing all of these things by being smart, having a strategy, getting it planned and scheduled, and getting it done. And then you can really reduce your money, because going to those takeaways, ready meals, you know, sort of restaurants, that's expensive. And that is very costly. Throwing food away that you haven't had time to, or the inclination towards cooking because you don't really know what to do with it, that's expensive. What isn't is knowing exactly what you've got in your home, predominantly long life, a certain amount of produce that you only buy every couple of days. So two or three quick trips to the supermarket versus, you know, big 1 hour trips. And then very, very easily, you can save yourself money. You can spend less time, but you will be a healthier eater. Until next time, I hope you have a great week ahead, everybody. I am putting an amazing resource on my website. If you would like some more direction on this and the actual lists and tools, then do check out www.thehealthhabitscoach.com/coaching. And I hope you enjoy the tools that I'm putting onto my website to help you get those habits into action. But until next time, I hope you all stay really healthy.